And we've got Colm McNaughton on the line. G'day, Colm, friend of the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. I thought you weren't going to answer. It's live radio, man.
like some of you, just waking up.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Tell us, you're part of Blackbird Enterprises, and it's one of the sorts of things that a program like Solidarity Breakfast would follow up, because you are disseminating interesting political viewpoints.
Well, I hope so.
So, tell us a little bit about
we're doing it, among other things. I mean, one of the things we're doing is a strategy course. Because I would suggest that the left, for probably three or so decades now, largely has no strategy, has no vision, and has no ability to be strategic. We're caught in a tactical hell. And like, you look what's going on in the world, and what's the left really offering in terms of alternatives? I mean, unfortunately, it's very, very sad. There's no, like, serious left project that's transformative. Unfortunately, we've given that away. Most of what we understand about change and transformation to the far right. The discussions around class are not happening necessarily around the trade union movement or in the left. They're actually coming from the far right in the US, in Britain, and in Australia, although in Britain slightly from the Greens. But, yeah, so we're in a very, very deep trouble. So what I try to do in the strategy course is over 8 weeks, and we're exploring, because people use this word decolonization, and often what they mean by it is everyone individually will decolonize. Now, that's quite bonkers and not going to go anywhere, especially if you want to engage structures. So I look at things like Vietnam, the Vietnam War, and how they defeated the Americans, where, you know, it was 80 million people were involved in that process of decolonizing or trying to get rid of, firstly, the Japanese and the French and then the Americans. So this idea that, firstly, that decolonization is an individual project is, I think, totally silly. But also that the left has largely forgotten how to win. We don't know how to fight battles and win. We actually are very good at losing. And then what we've done, instead of looking outwards and engaging millions of people, we're actually looking inwards and trying to find perfection amongst each other. So how do we break out of these cycles? And I'm not saying we should be horrible people, but I'm just saying the focus is all a bit mad. So what? And also the context we're in is changing rapidly with, you know, climate change, et cetera.
So, well, you know, you bring up Vietnam, the US war on Vietnam, which is quite interesting because it is a pivotal moment in the politicisation of whole sections of the Australian community in their own interests against a very strong promotional activity from the Conservatives to say that to be an Australian citizen, you should be militaristic and follow the rules. So for that to have actually had an effect to undermine that incredible level of oppression was pretty significant. It's possible. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly. And the other part of the Vietnam War too is that's what led from the American shift in terms of their economics from Keynesianism to neoliberalism. Is one of the main, the debt and the loss of that loss of that war, what it meant in terms of empire. So it was the beginning of the end for the US empire, which we're now in the final throes. Trumpism is part of that empire declining. So can we actually bring the imagination into the left? Because a lot of what we're doing is quite just rehashing what's been done for 20 or 30 or even 100 years. We're not actually imagining new possibilities, even though the context has changed, where people are at has changed, where young people are at in terms of the impact of phones, the impact it's had on how people see themselves, because they're very much in social bubbles. They don't necessarily have to engage with people they disagree with. So these are all massive questions about how do you create a project of transformation or social change. So that's what we're trying to do in the course.
Well, on that note, what kind of role do you think, it's our special radiothon edition of the show, what kind of role do you think community radio plays in creating that transformational change?
Well, of course, I mean, a big part of all this is that, you know, even just today, Murdoch's putting Hanson's politics on the front page and Jenna Reinhart, so those that own the means of communication have a significant say. So, again, as I'm sure everyone there well knows, the left is, you know, fairly small and doesn't have that sort of well, now we have trillionaires in the world, but what the billionaires are able to do in terms of, you know, swaying people's thoughts and concerns to actually fit their agendas. And I'm thinking of Murdoch particularly, but it's not just Murdoch. It's all the different forms of media. Even the ABC has been sort of routed from within by the Murdoch press, and you know, their major leaders are all ex-Murdoch people. So
yeah, that's exactly right. Before we move on, tell people quickly how they can join your strategic class. How can they be part of it?
Well, just you can look on Instagram. You can look up Singing Blackbird Enterprises, or you can just look up, you know, Introduction to Strategic Thinking course. It's all over, you know, the social media. So, but yeah, you can sign up. It goes over 8 weeks. It's happening at NIBS at Trades Hall, one of the rooms in Trades Hall, we hope.
When does it start?
What's that?
When does it start?
It starts on July 30th.
July 30th. And the other thing is, before we kick you off, are you going to donate to our radiothon?
And not only will I donate, I'm thinking of coming to the 50th party as well.
Oh, yeah, good on excellent. You, mate. All right. Okay.
So I used to do Stick Together programs for 4 or 5 years, so...
Yeah, that's beautiful. Right.
Beautiful. 3CR alumni, Stick Together alumni, thanks so much for coming on the program, Coleman.
Exactly. Thank you.
We look forward to projecting the sounds of the underground through you, through the radio.
Beautiful.
3CR celebrating 50 years.